You may have heard it said, an apple a day keeps the doctors away. But I say, a scripture a day keeps the devil away. Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is Minister Reed, and this morning we're going to talk about God supplying all our needs. Amen? In Philippians 4:19. But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Did you all hear what I said? But my God shall supply all. That's a big word right there, all.
I mean everything.
All our needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. You know, the word say all, and that's what I'm standing on. I'm not taking it back. God said he not the God to lie, neither the son of man that he need to repent. If he said he was going to do it, he going to do it. I'm going to just hold on and believe what he say. And that's what we are supposed to do. Amen? Supply all your needs. And when he say supply, he mean give, provide, grant. And you know some of us say lay it on us. Disperse, lavish us, shower down on us. And some of us, you know, we are all kind of little hip, share out. Whatever way he get it to us, he's going to get it to us. In all of it, not some of it. Amen. So, you know, that's a good thing to know, that God shall supply all our needs. So according to Philippians 4:19, we are not supposed to be lacking. If we are, it's not God's fault. We need to check ourselves. Amen? Amen. Don't everybody in agreement with me?
Amen.
That's what the word say.
Amen.
Ooh, Matthew 10:27 says, with men, it is impossible, but not with God. For with God, all things are possible. God then told us right here, do not look to man. Because the scriptures say, put your trust in no man, because man will fail you. We are just man. We are probably make a mistake because we human.
Amen.
We gonna look to God who not gonna make no mistakes. He say with men it is impossible, but not with him. For with God all things are possible. You know that's good stuff. He already told us all things. He didn't say some things, or maybe some things, or might get it. You know, sometimes when we ask humans for something, I'll see what I can do. Maybe I can help. I'm going to have to check and see. But not God. He told us with him, all things are possible. That's good right there. He said in Isaiah 1:19, if you will only let me help you, if you will only obey, then I will make you rich. That's in Isaiah 1:19. If you don't believe me, go read it. He told us in his word that he will make us rich. It's in Isaiah 1:19. He said, only if we will obey him, then he will make us rich. You know, there's some good stuff. If only we can believe what the word of God say. The Bible teaches all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee, come as thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. Blessed shall thou be in the city, and blessed shall thou be in the field. Blessed shall thou be when thou comest in, and blessed shall thou be when thou goest out. The Lord command the blessing up on thee in thy storehouses, in all that thou settest thy hand to. And the Lord shall make thee plenteous in goods, and to bless all the work of thy hands. And the Lord shall make thee the head and not the tail. Thou shalt be above only, and thou shalt not be beneath. You know, when the Lord say he supply all our needs, we're not talking about just money here, people. When he say all our needs, he's talking about the complete person. Whatever your need be, God got it. Whatever the problem will be, he got the answer.
Amen.
And believe me or not, whichever way he solve it is right. And it's all good.
Amen.
Amen?
Amen?
So he told us, and then he said, if thou will hearken unto the commandments of the Lord thy God, which I command thee this day, to observe and to do them. That's in Deuteronomy 28, 1 through 13. God has, he has given us a roadmap right here. He told us what we need to do. You know, as humans, we follow the commands of man. We do what they say do on the job. We do what they say do over here and over there and wherever we might be. But when it come down to God, a lot of us, I ain't gonna do that. Oh, that's too hard. I can't do that. But you turn right around and you want God to help you. I'm going to put it this way. We want God to help us. But in order for him to come through for us, we got to be obedient.
Amen.
He said, if you're willing and obedient, you'll eat the good of the land. Amen? He told us that. And Deuteronomy 28 and 13. That's good. That's all we got to do. We got to follow the command. You know, the world is in a mess. And so much is going on. And when you listen to the news, and you don't have to listen to the news. You can just look in your family, in your neighborhood, in your town, all around you. And you hear all kinds of news, mostly bad news. But you know, when we hear news like that, people killing each other, people taking their own lives, there's a need there, people. It's a need. It's something is going on that produced this to happen. Because according to the word of God, it's not supposed to be that way. So if he supply all our needs, if there is no hope, he'll supply. If we want something, we won't steal, he'll supply. When people steal, kill, just like the devil do, it's something they want. It's something they need. But if we can get this, people, God say he supply all our needs. He already told us. He said he'll supply our needs. But the reason, I say it again, the people doing so much because there's a need. Whatever it might be, there's a need. But only God can meet that need. Now, don't get me wrong. He can meet the need through people because that's most of what he do. He can meet the need through people. Are you listening? So in order for us as humans, get our needs met through Jesus Christ, we got to obey his word. We got to do it his way. We got to follow his order and his direction. We got to go through the Bible and do it the way he said do it. We are all created in the image of God, in the likeness of a creative God. We can find great wealth through that creativity. Jesus came here to give us abundant life, John 10 and 10. If we're in Christ like we're supposed to be, God will give us creative ideas of how to get what we need because he's a creative God. He created heaven and earth in 7 days. So if we are connected to him like we're supposed to be, we have it in us too. Amen. He will give us ideas of how to get increase. Increase is in the word of God. You got to believe that God wants to help you, increase you, prosper you in every area of your life. We must realize that the devil in this world don't want us to prosper. He came to kill, steal, and destroy.
Amen.
He hates the word of God. The word of God said he believed the word so hard until he trembled. Because he know if we get it, he beat down. He already defeated. But you know, I had this friend used to tell me a long time ago, years ago, I used to work with him. He used to say, misery love company. The devil miserable. And he tried to get as many as he can to be miserable with him. Amen. He don't love nobody. But God love us all. He say, all souls belong to me. I wish that none shall perish. I wish that all would come to repentance. He want us all to prosper and be in good health, even as our soul prosper. But the devil do not like us. He want us to fall. He said in John 1 and 2, he want us to, he said, beloved, above all things, he want us to prosper, be in health, even as our souls prosper. Amen. God and I already told he want us to have this. Amen. So it's on us to get it, people. Amen. It's on us. He said that in John, 3 John 1 and 2. Galatians 3:13, God said we've been redeemed from the curse of the law and already told us. For poverty, he gave us wealth. For sickness, he gave us health. He told us that. People, we got to believe what the word of God said. He says, stay in the word. Meditate on the word. Study and show yourself approved. Let it not depart from your eyes nor your lips. Meditate therein day and night. And we will find health and strength even to the marrow of our bones.
Amen.
God's word is real, people. It's real. But we as humans, I'm talking about me too, not just the people in the radio land. We want to do it our way. We want to do it like we want it, how we want it, when we want it. And then we turn right around and want God to bless us. Amen. We got to do it the way he say do it.
Amen.
The world got a system set up for you to do certain things the way you want it. If you want it, you got to have to do it that way. What more than doing it for God? God has redeemed us from the curse of the law. He redeemed us from poverty. He gave us wealth. He redeemed us from sickness. He gave us health. He told us that in his word. God will supply all our needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
You know, that's a good thing. Psalms 23 say, the Lord is our shepherd, and we shall not want. He already told us that. He is our shepherd, and we shall not want.
Amen.
We got to line up, people.
Line up.
We have all this stuff. He already said he's not the God to lie, neither the son of man that he need to repent. If he said it, it's going to happen. Then he turned around and told us, remind me of what I said I was going to do. Put me in remembrance of my word. I watch over my word to perform it. You have what you say with your mouth. You got to open your mouth.
Amen.
You don't say nothing, nothing will happen.
Nothing from nothing.
You don't open your mouth, you're going to stay where you at. You got to open your mouth and speak the word of God and say what God said we are. And let me give you a couple of things that we need to do before we do anything. We need to get in a relationship with Jesus. You got to do that. We got to give Jesus our life. We can't just say, oh, I love the Lord, and go to church and say a few words and shout and sing and look happy and be happy. That's not going to save you. The word, people. It's the word. In order to form a relationship with God, you're going to have to take time. If you get in a relationship with a boyfriend or a girlfriend before you marry them, you're going to have to build up the relationship. You're going to have to take time. You're going to have to find out about the trust. You're going to have to do all that. God the same way.